Conservative activists and lawmakers from across the country will be gathering in Nashville this week for a summit of the American Legislative Exchange Council. Better known as ALEC, the organization has become a lightning rod for people concerned about the influence of big business in state houses. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
ALEC is one of the biggest organizations for state legislators. It started up decades ago, but its influence has grown since the Tea Party wave swept Republicans into power in state capitals across the country in 2010. One way it exerts that influence is through so-called model legislation, bills crafted by its members for lawmakers to take back home and introduce as their own proposals. Ann Barnett with the Central Labor Council, a coalition of unions, says few Americans are aware of the cozy relationship this arrangement breeds between conservative lawmakers, activists, and business groups.
For me, it comes down to what the intention or what the agenda is behind these bills, whether these legislators are looking out for the best interests of the people who elected them or the best interests of the corporations.
Barnett's organization is planning a protest outside the downtown Nashville hotel where ALEC will gather. For its part, ALEC says it's no different from any other advocacy group, a counterweight to the unions and other organizations that it says have a liberal bias. ALEC says its model bills are drafted by its members at sessions like the one taking place this week in Nashville. And after they're written, they're still just proposals. It's up to lawmakers to decide whether to run with them. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.